Welcome, everybody, to the Magic Beans podcast. We are back again for episode number 186. I'm your host tonight, and my name is Shorty, and I have two beans on the line with me again, finally, back to three of us. We have Chewy. How's it going, mate?
Good, mate. It's either two beans or not two beans, right?
Oh, dear.
Wow.
The other really excited voice you could hear there is Cracker. How's it going, mate?
I mean, I was excited. I'm good, Shorty. I'm good.
That's like one of my best ones. What are you talking about?
I don't know if best ones is ever.
Okay, it's one of my ones. There you go.
It's definitely one of them.
Oh, dear. All right. So good.
Off to a flyer.
Might make a bit more sense by the time we get to the end of this episode, but. Yeah, a couple of things to talk about tonight. We're going to have a chat about a few things, and we'll see how we go.
Make sure you listen to the end of the episode. Clickbait.
Oh, here
title.
We go.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Do not tune out early.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
but tonight's episode is brought to you. It's still just Josh and Pat.
It is. Go for it, Cracker. You're into it.
We love them. Pat's MTG Bazaar. Josh and Pat's MTG Bazaar, you know, Facebook auction page. Nightly physical magic cards. Claim lots coming up. There's a billion sets coming out this year. Pat does insane giveaways every time a new set drops. You just tell him what your favorite football team is or something. I don't know. It's always something different, but gives away a whole lot of stuff. And we're very big fans of those people. So go check him out, JP MTG Bazaar. And when you win something, tell them that the bean sent you.
Very good. All right. Let's get into the few things that we want to talk about first, and then there's a couple of announcements, one from us and one from Wizards. We'll get into that. So the last episode we did, well, you guys did. No, I did it with you, Cracker. We did the... is that right?
No. Chewy and I did deck lists.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. Oh, that's right. I was potentially going to sub in because Chewy had no power. And
yeah, I was all ready to do my first solo. It's like, oh, man, it's me giving opinions on decks for an hour. This is
oh, boy. I was almost disappointed that my power came back on because I just wanted to hear that.
So. Just read the cards off one by one.
Yep. Yeah, that's
it. And when there's four copies of something, I'm just being like, planes.
the elusive short podcast would just, it's never going to happen, is it?
You got to read that's out. Who's was Joffrey Bieber's deck list with the 18 different mountains on Arena?
Yeah, oh, with 18 different versions. That's right.
Mountain 256. Mountain 271.
So those deck lists were for the 2023 Invitational, which occurred in 2024 because Arena. For those of you who don't go just grind ladder or don't play Arena. There was a significant bug with Arena where you couldn't direct challenge your friends, which meant that we couldn't even complete our last league, let alone hold the Invi. So we toughed it out and got that league finished. And then, the holiday period, and we went, okay, time to do our Invi. And it was super fun. Like, we dusted off the booth and set up three different cameras and two different microphones and like multiple PCs running, recording matches. And Cracker and I, ably supported by Shorty coming in, did commentary for like 7 hours. And, we played matches the week leading up to the Invi itself, and our mods did a great job helping out there. And how good is it not having downtime on a stream, right? Like, it's so good having things that we can just play. So yeah, we ran the stream last Saturday and we crowned the 2023 Magic Beans Invitational winner. So 16 players down to one. And yeah, who took it down, Cracker? Who took it down?
Pinchair.
Unsurprising.
Nobody who's played against that man at all in the last couple of years. He is an absolute monster.
No Boros disrespect Convoke. For Plunks, but no, from well, last year, but the surprising things was that Pencher didn't win last year. Like, top of the standings 2 years in a row. And yeah, that's the only thing I'm surprised about. It's like, oh, Pencher didn't win. I wasn't surprised that Plunks won. Plunks, great. But I was surprised that Pencher didn't win last year, but got the
chocolate. Just keep digging that hole.
No. Yeah. Penchair is better at Magic than Plunks. There you go. I said it. All right. I don't think Plunks is going to be upset by that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I can't believe you would say such
a thing. Hang on. Like, let me rephrase that. Penchair is better at Magic.
Full stop. Then almost everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably fair.
So, that's
probably fair.
Yep.
Yeah. The standard suite. I had a great time. There were a lot of really interesting matches. A lot of really fun stuff. Unfortunately, the suite as instant speed attracts a reanimated deck didn't get there. But, you know, what are you going to do? It was a lot of fun. Had a really good time. It's amazing. You say we stream for 7 hours. It doesn't feel like that long. Like, it just flies after you get things done. But, I mean, we were there for like 11 hours or something all up, I think.
Yeah.
By the time we set up and ran it and packed up and everything. So
it felt like it took longer to change my tire when we came out and it was completely dead flat on the rim.
That did actually take quite a while, particularly when we were like, how do we get the spare down?
Yeah, I've never had a car with the tire underneath before. Watching
YouTube tutorials on how to get a tire out of a car. I've never had to do that before.
It was totally one of that Zoolander, the files are in the computer moment. So, yeah, it was... but it was a great day. Loved it. And, you know, we gave away a bunch of stuff. We ate a bunch of, like, cheese off camera. The office, actually, your workplace, Cracker, where we stream from, has got an espresso machine. So there was a lot of caffeinated beverages consumed. And there was a lot of banter in the chat, you know, just chatting to, you know, the players and people watching the stream. We had some people who had never seen this before join, and some of them won giveaways and stuff. Like, it's hella fun, right? Like, it's, yeah, doing that stream stuff is super cool. Very, very fun. And a very deserved winner. A very good final match and a very talented finals with Insanity being, you know, the runner-up. And, yeah, it's Insanity's cracked. Right, when it comes to Magic.
Absolutely.
Like, always in the high mythics and has been, like, you know, single-digit mythic on more than one occasion. Like, definitely knows how to sling spells. So, yeah, it's...
Yeah, I think in part it was due to... Because it was effectively the mirror, right? And I think the fact that Penchair just finished on top of the ladder meant he was on the play for game one and it went to three games. I think that actually had, like, quite an impact on the outcome there.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
games two and three were not quick games, though. I think game one was over quickly, but game two went quite well, and game three went forever. I think the entire match was like 47 minutes or something. Like,
yeah.
That's a long time for two aggro games.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was that... it's that classic thing that's like, oh, I don't want to play Vintage because everything's finished on turn one. And it's like, clearly never played Vintage because, like, Force of Will and Thoughtseize exist.
Yeah.
And, like... Vintage decks go long, and I know I've said it multiple times on the cast, I've won a game of Vintage by attacking like 17 times with Goblin Welder, right? So, yeah, it's a very powerful, doesn't always mean that things do the thing. So that Boris Convoke deck's very powerful, but when you've got two of them going together, you've got the Irresistible and the Immovable. And once Penchair figured out that, you know, tapping some of his redundant creatures made his thing fly.
You know, we got there. It was a pretty stressful couple of turns. Like, oh, he's got lethal. Oh, no.
At least we picked up on that in commentary, right?
Yes.
Like we saw it at least. So, yeah. It's but, yeah, it was a good match and a deserved winner. And, you know, all of our Envy competitors, you know, particularly Insanity at who finished in the second place, but should all be really, you know, proud of what they achieved over the year, and everybody played some really tight matches, so it was really good to see.
Yep, and like you said, Cracker, the format was actually really cool. None of us, I think, you might have played a little bit, but I have not touched Standard in literal months. I don't think you have either, Cracker, but
nope. The
format was actually really cool. There's just so many cool decks, so... And
yeah,
like the format's continued evolving since then, like from what I've been hearing in other podcasts and stuff. So
yeah, I'll have to tell you, Cracker, about the blue white Monastery Mentor Hortigin deck that I keep running into on ladder.
Ooh,
yeah,
it sounds pretty cool. I'm interested in that one.
yeah. It seems quite good. It plays the like reconstruct or the one mana, like bring a creature three mana or less back into play tapped with a 1-1 counter on it. So you get to recur all your threats, and that triggers your mentor, and yeah, it does all the things. So
like, sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So, that was the 2023 Invitational. Done and dusted. Crowned the champion, Penchair. And, yeah, like I said, very, very deserving. Has been on top of the Invi ladder the last 2 years. So, absolutely killing it. Speaking of absolutely killing it, you guys apparently played some Modern last week.
And definitely.
I killed Chris.
Wow.
Twice. So, yeah, we had the Melbourne Regional Championships on this weekend just gone. A bunch of people from all around Australia coming over to play. I believe was taken down by James Wilkes or Jimmy. Lots of different names for him. But, yeah, a guy that we've seen around the scene for a very long time. And, yeah, very, very good player. So, well-deserved and took it down. But you guys were there on the Friday and just jammed a few LCQs. I don't think any of you were intending on actually qualifying. But just,
given it was going to be 38 degrees on the Saturday, I would have definitely discussed a prize split with my opponent if I were to make the final round. Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, that was my plan as well. No, I didn't even get close to the final round. So, that solved that problem quite handily for me.
Yep. So, it was you two and Chris or Polywaffle.
Yes.
What did you all play?
I played Tron. I played Tron. I went to Polywaffle's house to borrow some cards to play Highlander. And then I'm like, I don't want to play Highlander while these guys are playing Modern. So, literally 12 hours before the event, I decided to, like, build a Tron deck. And I've played Eldrazi Tron a lot, but I've not played, like, actual Tron, I think, ever in Modern. So, I sleeve that up because that seemed like a good idea. I can go 1, 2, 7. That's how you count. So
that's all right.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then Polywaffle played his favoritest interaction ever, which is Cabal Coffers and Urborg Tomb of Yawgmoth. And that deck's actually gas, like mono black control, basically.
Yeah, it's very strong.
It's very, very good. And Cracker, you played like a bit of a fringe deck, a deck that's probably not really known.
Fringe now.
Yeah.
I played Living End. And
like the good old days, mate.
Mate.
Nothing like the good old days.
It's
other than containing the card Living End.
And Violent Outburst.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else is there. Street Wraith. Yeah. And Architects of Will. I think they're the only cards that are the same.
Yeah.
I don't even think the mana isn't even close to that. I had a great time. So, sat down and I played a couple of them. And the first opponent was on Esper Reanimator. And I'm like, well, this seems horrible for me. I need to go off before they get Atraxa in the bin. And so, you know, cycled a bunch of stuff. I think I ended up with like 5 creatures in the graveyard. And then they cast something, and in response, I cast Violent Outburst, because that was a thing you used to be able to do in Modern. So I brought back a bunch of my stuff, and then they Faithful Mending from the graveyard, and they had 1 Solitude in the graveyard. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to lose my Oliphant, but I'm going to have, you know, 15 power or something in play. I should be able to, you know, beat the lifelink. They put 2 more Solitudes in the graveyard in response to my Living End. So, 3 of my 5 things got exiled. I ended up with a Shardless Agent.
And they had 3 Solitudes.
And they had 3 Solitudes in play. And I spent the next 3 minutes in my turn looking at it going, I don't know how to win. And they had an Atraxa in the graveyard at this point as well.
Like, so, you can't Living End again.
Can't Living End again. I mean, I can, but like beating an Atraxa is very difficult. So, yep. I scooped that game up. And then games 2 and 3, I just started with Leyline of the Void and play and just won very easily.
Yeah. That'll do it.
So, yeah. It was good. Lots of fun.
Yep.
When Cracker said we played a few of them, they were the single Alim, just like the old grinders from Nats back in the day, Shorty. So, 4 rounds.
Yeah, you gotta go 4-0.
Yeah, gotta go 4-0. And I played 2 of them and played Polywaffle in round 1 of both of them. So, that was...
that's pretty rough.
That was super rough. So,
well, especially for him. you beat him both times.
I beat him both times, and it's like anyone who knows the modern metagame, the Coffers matchup is very positive against the Tron matchup because they just have like more mana. And I just got lucky, honestly. Like it was like, I'm not claiming that I played better or outplayed him. I just, the top of my deck was very kind to me and my mulligans were good. So yeah. And Chris Mulligan to actually both game ones, Chris Mulligan to five, but then one game one. And then yeah, okay. I won the others. So yeah, it was super swingy and I got there, but then yeah. But yeah, it was super fun. I saw Bill Skills.
Oh yeah.
He was there grinding as well, Blast from the Past Shorty. So yeah. I like got up from my match like mid turn to like embrace the man. No, so yeah, old school Melbourne players will definitely know who Bill Skills is. He's the man, the myth, the enigmatic legend. So it was good to see him back playing some Magic. So, but yeah, it was fun. We saw the Games Portal crew. We went and got some lunch. So Map, AV Cable, and the Sweet Man, all previous Envy players and various league winners and whatnot. So we got to hang out with those guys and, nice. You know, saw a bunch of people from the Discord and, you know, just from the community as well. So it's always good to play Paper Magic just solely for that reason.
So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Always good just to be out playing. All right. Well, yeah, that was Modern. And then as I think it was pre-announced, there was going to be a ban-restricted update coming, which came out this week. I think it was like Tuesday morning for us or something like that. Mm-hmm. You're on the podcast, Cracker, so you're the ban announcement person. What did we get? You've already hinted at it.
I have. Violent Outburst is banned in Modern.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Stupid rhinos. Living End did nothing wrong. It's totally a fair gameplay and not at all broken in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Yeah, just like Mox Opal. Yeah. Affinity did nothing wrong. Yeah. Right?
Well, I mean, we already lost him in Spirit Guide from Living End, so, you know, I don't know.
I think it was kind of expected. Like, because Violent Outburst, that's the only instant speed, cascade. Yeah, so it's not surprising, because, yeah, like we've spoken about it previously. I think when we did our Modern sort of deep dive Cracker,
yeah,
Rhinos was just everywhere and just a super consistent deck with a really high win rate, and then Living End, if you add Living End into that as well, then yeah, it was just a huge portion of the metagame. So not surprising, and particularly with Violent Outburst being instant speed, makes it even stronger. I have seen and heard though that straight away people have just taken out their Violent Outbursts, changed the mana base a little bit, put some Ardent Pleas in, and are still just absolutely crushing with Rhinos.
It's still very powerful, right? Like,
yeah,
it's still like, A, there's still like the sorcery speed, you know, you cast a creature with Cascade, and sometimes it's just correct to cast it in your main phase because, you know, your opponent's tapped out of counter magic or whatever. So like, yes, it's good to have instant speed because you can, you know, give your creatures, air quotes, haste, or, you know, use it as a wrath to stay alive. And absolutely, it's really powerful. But the core power of the deck, you know, like, I'm going to put 20 power in play on turn 3, raw power. That's still going to win you a lot of games of Magic, right?
Yeah, well, Cracker, you're the Living End expert, aficionado, whatever. Like,
yeah, no, it's definitely still very strong. Like, the game plan is that they are Wizards have said that their hope is that it will nerf these decks like Fury nerfed Rakdos midrange. And I think that they're probably right. Like, Rakdos midrange was everywhere, the Evoke decks scam. And yeah, they banned Fury and it really kind of took a hit in a really big way, but it didn't kill the deck completely. And I think that that's still very true.
I've got two ideas.
You can play
Cracker.
Like Eagles of the North and stuff, and you know, like half the time you were just casting Shardless Agent anyway. And prior to that, before Shardless was unbanned, you know, the old versions of Living End, we played Demonic Dread, and you needed a target, and that was sorcery speed as well. So you needed to do that. There's also a 2-mana creature that cascades, which I saw someone was messing about with for that. So I don't quite know how that works with Shardless. I guess you just always hit it. You know, you can go from that. There's also options of, like, I don't know, maybe you could start playing Bloodbraid. There's definitely things you can do. But it is a nerf. Oh, I'm sad.
So,
but that said, when I was pulling out some cards, I was looking at the old deck, and it had like Brindlebore and Ricochet Trap and some truly awful things that I used to play. And I was sad about not playing. Yeah, I used to love Beast Within. Reoccurring Fulminator Mage was a lot of fun. But the deck won't die, but it certainly won't be tier one. And same with Rhinos. Like, Rhinos really seems like it was more of the target than Living End. It feel, the way that Wizards, you know, describe it, particularly as they're playing the, you know, five-color version now where they're playing Scions and Ley Lines and all that sort of stuff. Like, it was pretty easy to just do whatever you wanted and play the real kind of control game. I still think they should have just banned Fire Ice as their, like, interactive spell. That would have actually slowed the deck down a bit. That wouldn't have been enough. But
do you play Solitude now that you've got white in your mana base?
Probably.
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
You're playing Grief and Subtlety, so.
Yeah.
And well, Endurance in the sideboard.
Like, do you just not play Subtlety and play the white one instead?
Nah, Subtlety's so good.
Subtlety's good? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, just keeping really annoying threats off the board and, you know.
Yeah, but just exiling them.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep. There will definitely be builds, but yeah.
I don't think it's just a nerf to those decks without killing them. People will just rebuild them, find different ways to build them, and they'll still be kicking around, which is good. That's kind of what you want from banning updates. So
yeah, you don't want to make a deck completely unplayable. You want to bring it back to the pack, right?
Yep.
Yep.
So there was another unrestriction.
Yeah. Ponder in Vintage is unrestricted. So, it's been restricted in Vintage since 2008, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Which is a billion years. Restricted in Vintage means you can play a single copy of the card, which seems insane that you can play, like, four copies of every other cantrip you can think of in Vintage, but Ponder was still too good.
Yeah.
It's fine. No one plays Vintage. I don't know what to say.
We have no opinion on that.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I think the bigger news
is... You can play Black Lotus, and I don't know what to tell you.
A lot of people were expecting a ban in Pioneer, you know, potentially.
A lot of people were hoping.
Yeah.
Cruise, right?
Treasure Cruise is kind of, you know, we had the Pioneer Pro Tour a couple of weeks ago, and it was taken down by Vampires, wasn't it? But Phoenix was the big deck still, and still had a really high win rate, and even with everyone targeting Phoenix going into it, knowing that it was going to be one of the most popular decks, it still just had a really insane win rate. And most people are pointing towards Treasure Cruise as being the big problem card, which is not surprising. Treasure Cruise is basically banned everywhere except for in Pioneer.
Yeah.
So
newsflash, Pioneer players, Wizards have already said they're never going to ban it.
Yeah, I don't think they've said they're never going to.
Not officially, but no. It's like saying it's like brainstorming Legacy.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that that card is too good and it should be banned, but it's become the identity of the format, and because of that, they will never get rid of it.
Yeah, I know they've said they want Delve to be present in Pioneer, so I could see them banning Treasure Cruise but leaving Dig Through Time. Yeah, the single blue mana on Treasure Cruise is just... Yeah, that's what makes it so crazy. Like, the double blue on Dig Through Time is, it makes a huge difference. So, I could see them doing more cards. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but if they haven't done it at this point, it's going to have to be more and more egregious, which, you know, it will, because it just gets easier to put things in your graveyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as they print new graveyard mechanics in, you know, future sets, it'll get to a point where they have to really start looking at it. But
yeah, well, you get things like the Surveil lands that we just got, and they just fuel your Treasure Cruises. I've been hearing some more Reanimator decks getting around in Modern with using the Surveil lands to put your Grizzlebrands and your Atraxas in the graveyard, and then
That Esper.
I'm on the lookout for a new deck, so
That Esper. The Esper
Reanimator is very good.
Yeah, because it plays the Ephemerate and the channel enchantment. That's like it flicks a thing and it comes back end of turn.
The Touch of the Spirit Realm, I think it is.
Yeah, so it's playing...
Because it's an extra hit off Atraxa for card type.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it, you know, it protects your Atraxa, keeps it around. You know, you get those extra triggers off your evoke elementals and things as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a thing. Yep. Deck seems cool.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, that's the ban announcement. And, yeah, we'll see how much that affects Modern. I think we've only got a few months and then we get the Modern Horizons 3. Anyway, correct. So that'll be another big shake-up to Modern, no doubt. Another rotation, as tends to happen when we get these direct-to-Modern sets. So, yeah, Modern, as always, continues to be a crazy format with a million decks, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we probably should talk about something that is going to change sometime soon, and that is the podcast. We finally reached that point in the episode, boys. We're going to have a bit of chat about this. So, I'm just going to pull the Band-Aid off and we'll just get it straight out in the open right off the bat. So, yeah, this will be the last episode of the Magic Beans podcast. We've been talking about it for a little while between the beans and, yeah, kind of hit the point where we feel like the podcast has run its course. We've been enjoying it, but we've kind of got to a point where, not that we're not enjoying it anymore, but it has become, probably more work than we are willing to put in. Let's put it that way.
It's become a task, not quite a chore yet, but a task. Yeah. Yep.
So we have decided to pull the pin on the podcast. This will be the last episode, and it's not a we're taking a break and we might come back in a few months or whatever. Like we're just gonna end it because we know that once we stop doing this every fortnight, it's it's not gonna start up again. But yeah, we won't be going anywhere. The Discord will still be around. The beans will still be around. We will not be running a tournament series this year or likely any one-day events or anything like that. Obviously, as Cracker shouted out at the start of the podcast, our awesome sponsors, Josh and Pat's MTG Bazaar, they sponsor us and give us all the prizes for the tournament series that we run. And if we're not running a tournament series, well, there's no prizes to be giving out. So, yeah, no tournament series, no podcast going forward, but yeah, we will still be around in the Discord and doing various streams and things like that. So that's the Band-Aid ripped off. Chewy, you want to chime in and say anything?
Could you give me a heads up before the show, guys? No, okay. No,
oh, sorry.
That's I think you wrapped it up pretty well there. I just want to focus in on two things. That first of all, Josh and Pat's, how much we've appreciated their involvement and support. And, you know, I count Pat as a mate, and he's been a massive part of, you know, our tournament series and the success that we've had there, and everybody who's played in those events and everyone who's entered that free event and walked away with some prizes will absolutely appreciate the generosity and support and commitment that we've had from Pat. You know, the invitational winners getting their custom tokens and the just, you know, here guys, have some Commander decks, play them on stream, give them away, like, so many things. We had an agreement, like a sponsorship agreement to a certain value with Pat, and just testament to the generosity of Josh and Pat's MTG Bazaar. It was always well above and beyond that. So when we begin the podcast or when we talk on stream about, you know, Josh and Pat's, it's not us just shilling for our sponsors. It is so genuine to, you know, our appreciation for everything that organization has done for us. So absolutely want to just hammer that home. And secondly, I've made some really, really good friends and some like long-term friends through our little community. So I've, you know, we've had Plunks crash on our couch and sat up late talking with him, and there was Royce and Curtis Agreek and like a whole bunch of people when we were in Sydney. You know, we catching up with people, you know, Tom D's come and cubed at my house, you know, all of these things, Azzy G. So, like, I've made mates, and I wouldn't have done that without this podcast and this community. So, whilst we'll stop the podcast and stop the tournament series, we'll definitely won't stop those relationships that we've formed. So, It's been really, really fun, and I've really, really enjoyed, you know, both the support from Pat and the gathering side of it. It sounds a bit corny when you say it like that, but I've really enjoyed the people that we've interacted with and met along the way. What about you, Cracker?
Yeah, same. I mean, I guess for me, it was a few months ago where I was like, is it podcast night this week? And I was like, no, it's network. I was like, great. And I went, oh, hang on. Like, that's not a good sign that I'm, like, still enjoying doing this as much as I used to. Like, you know, we obviously started off 5 years ago nearly, fortnightly. That was always the plan. And then we just loved doing it so much. We had so much to talk about that we ended up not agreeing to do it weekly, but we just started doing it weekly. Like, there was no kind of official, all right, we're a weekly podcasting now. And, you know, we're 186, 187 episodes in, and yeah, we obviously backed off a little bit where we weren't as involved. And I just feel like I don't have as much to say about magic. I'm not as engaged as I was when we started this 5 years ago. I still love the game. I still really love playing it, but I don't feel like I need to, you know, get on here and, you know, just talk about stuff. And, you know, like to say, I don't want to say we phone it in, but we certainly don't prep for hours.
We phone it in.
All right, we phone it in. But, you know, like we haven't always, but we certainly have been for a little while. And I don't think that's fair for the listeners, you know, like for you guys. And it's also not fair for us, you know, to feel like it would become an obligation. And like Chewy said, it isn't yet. I still, like, when we finished the Envy, knowing that that was the last stream that we were going to do for, like, a big event, Chewy and I were like, or what about, like, we just do some more of this? Because we had so much fun. Like, we had a really, really great time. And I still really enjoy this. And, like, yeah, hanging out with everyone in the Discord, like, I still have a lot to talk about with Magic. I still want to, you know, chat about stuff, but in just in a different format. And so, you know, it'll be in the Discord. So I definitely, you know, agree. I've met some absolutely fantastic people and hung out with a bunch of you and, you know, like, talked about real life stuff and just, you know, yeah, there are people from literally all over the world. I mean, you know, we hung out with De Broom online a bunch of times and played games with him and stuff. And it's like, you know, there's people in America and people in Ireland and stuff that you just, it still blows my mind that we've built this thing. And we've just, you know, managed to collect such a wonderful group of people to, you know, hang out and listen to us and feel like they're a part of this thing with us. Because you very much are. You know, we call ourselves the beans, but I think of everyone in the Discord as being a bean as well. It's not just like a thing that we own exclusively. It's just that somehow we were the ones that, you know, played the first land and passed the turn. And it's the biggest game of Commander that's ever happened.
Nice.
good way to put it, Greg.
So Shorty, you know, we've kind of talked about, Crack and I have talked about, you know, things that we've appreciated and takeaways. What about you? What's been your highlight? Bit of a nostalgia trip.
I mean, yeah, hard to find a you know, individual highlight, but yeah, I mean, we've been, like you said, Cracker, we've been doing this for nearly 5 years. So July 2019 was episode number one, which I probably should have gone back and re-listened to that before we did this.
The audio is amazing. See what we
speak about. I mean, it is still our most listened to episode, which is nice. People obviously find us and then go back and listen to episode number one to sort of hear where we started. But yeah, it's like that is a long time to do anything. And yeah, like you said, when we first started, we were super motivated. You know, we were planning ahead. Like we literally had like a 4 week ahead plan of, okay, this is what we're talking about this week, then next week it's this, then next week it's this, whatever. And it's, you know, doing the keywords on cards, yeah, doing all the evergreens, lots of stuff. Like, there was a lot of prep work going on. And yeah, we just kind of hit a point, I don't know, maybe 18 months ago, something like that, where we dropped off. That motivation just sort of waned. And, you know, we still had lots to talk about. We still love putting the content out. We still love, you know, being involved with everybody, that sort of thing. But like you said, Cracker, it's sort of, it kind of didn't feel fair to our listeners for us. Like, behind the curtain peak here is, like, literally we jump on at 8:30 to 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. It's like, all right, what are we talking about? Let's put some show notes together now while we're talking about our days. And then we just record
it's also very hard to put out, like, show notes early in the week because, like, like whole new sets get announced between
every between 3 minutes.
So yeah,
that's true. The actual game has changed a lot in the past 5 years as well.
The game has changed.
When we started, Arena hadn't even begun, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep,
it was just in the infancy.
Yep. Yeah.
And we just weren't.
Does anyone remember that?
Well, that's I wanted to make that point. Times. Like, honestly, like the doing the podcast and starting our community. Like, we're all from Melbourne. We're like, I'm not going to get into politics. We were the most locked down city in the world, and like that sucked, right? Like, that was really hard. But having, you know, a podcast to look forward to, even just to mark the passing of time. Oh, it's Thursday. I wouldn't have known otherwise because every day is the same because lockdown. And, you know, having that interaction with you guys, like actually getting to spend some time with my mates and then watching the, you know, everybody else who was also in various stages of lockdown around the country and the world, finding us and, you know, building that community and then, you know, running events and things. Like, we found it ourselves through lockdown in a way. Like, we found, like, the beans really were forged in the fires of Mount Lockdown, right? From a Lord of the Rings reference. So it's a, I hope we did, you know, just a little bit to help people get through that tough time, giving them something to look forward to, playing some events, having that interaction, because I know I certainly got a lot out of that during that time. So I hope, you know, you guys and some of our listeners feel, you know, similar to that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the community that we've built through that time, like if I'm picking something to be, you know, something I'm going to remember the most, hopefully for a long time after we've stopped recording, is this awesome community that we've built. Like you said, just meeting people from all around the world, chatting with people, talking to people on Discord and then actually meeting them at tournaments. And never forget the times when, you know, we're at a tournament and then someone just sort of pops out and it's like, oh, are you Shorty from the Magic Beans? It's like, oh, yeah, well, let's...
When you see someone in a Magic Beans t-shirt, awesome. Like, whoa.
Very cool.
That was for me when we went to Sydney and we saw Plunks for the first time in person across the room and he was wearing our shirt and I was like, oh, this is amazing.
That's crazy.
Like the first time we'd seen anyone, not one of the four of us, you know, including Chris, wearing a shirt that was ours. And then, you know, like you see people sitting down and they've got like your playmat from the Envy and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Like those kinds of things, like just... They stick with you.
Even delving way back, I remember, like, we had our Discord for some time just for recording and what have you. And, you know, remember Craig, the recording bot?
Yeah.
And
never worked, probably.
Yeah.
And I think we used it once.
Yeah, exactly. And then we opened it up and people started joining. And then I got a notification on my phone or my watch or whatever. And I was like, oh, there's a notification from the Beans. And somebody, not us, was having a conversation, right? Like, that was a real milestone for me. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it was like Hemsy and Ties or something were talking about a standard deck and it was just like, oh, look at that. Like, we've got a community now, right? That was a real moment for me as well. So that was awesome. A bit of a milestone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, like our tournament series, you know, we've just crowned Penchair. Penchair will forever go down as the final invitational champion. But yeah, like the Envy or our tournament series started as, hey, we've got a bunch of people in our Discord, like where people are sort of talking about, hey, like who wants to play games or whatever? Let's make something.
Well, we did a stream, right? First.
We did one event. We started out just running like one
remember
day thing.
I remember I double missed you, Shorty. I remember it.
And then we were like, well, maybe we can turn this into something bigger. And we decided to just run like the first league. And I think there was 8 or 10 of us or something like that that joined the first one. And then by the time we got to the third one, we had like 50 people in it.
Yeah.
And we're like, huh, I guess this is a tournament series now and we're going to do an invitational. Like, it was all just... In case you can't tell, we wing it a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think
it just grew organically in that sense, right?
Yeah, it did, very much so. Yeah. Which is what's been so much fun about it. But it also means that, you know, as there's no clearly stated goal that we're trying to reach, we've never really, you know, tried for that. So, you know, Shorty made a really big push a couple of years ago to really improve the quality of what we were doing. And it did, you know, there was a huge uplift in the streams and what we were achieving. But, you know, we were never making this our career. We were never planning on being content creators. So there was always a hard ceiling of, you know, how much we could achieve. And, you know, when it came apparent, like Shorty said, in the last sort of 18 months or so, that we'd pretty much hit that ceiling, then it also is not the most motivational thing either to, like, continue on when, you know, for less effort, we could, you know, continue with the same awesome people that we've already got.
Yeah. And that's a really important point, I think. Like, we got to a point where it's like, okay, well, we all work 40 to 50 hours a week.
Our streams look better than Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah. But we're doing that with,
because, like, they did.
There's 9 kids amongst us.
Yep.
Right? And, you know, we've all got, you know, jobs and other stuff that we need to, you know, sort out throughout the rest of our lives. We're all, like, functioning adults. And functioning, not functional. There's a very clear distinction there. Yeah.
We've got to be, good.
And then, you know, add in, you know, Stu, you know, has got 3 kids. Chris has got 2. Like, we're all have to have, you know, we have to really put in time for this to grow any bigger than it did. And we just didn't have it, right? Like, we would have to sacrifice our careers or sacrifice our family time to do that. And, you know, we just, that you can't create more time.
Nope. So it's the most precious resource.
Exactly right. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, the time factor played a huge part in how much Magic we were playing. You know, at the start of last year, we made the call to downsize what we were doing with the tournament series. And the whole reason for that was, okay, if we take out doing these big end of league streams and, you know, running one day events and that sort of stuff, we want to do that so that we've got more time to actually get out and play more Magic. And how much Magic did we get out and play last year? Stuffle.
Not very much.
I think we played a pre-release where we all opened Elish Norns.
It's just like our lives just were just busy, or like as busy as they were, or busier. And yeah, when, like you said, Julian, you've got to sacrifice something to find the time to do this sort of stuff. And you know, we love it, but we're not getting paid to do it. And, you know, there is a limit on how much time we can spend doing it. So,
yeah.
But it has been an absolute blast. Absolutely love doing it. Have loved doing the streams. Have loved, you know, running events and, meeting people, that sort of stuff. It's been awesome. Like, really, really cool. And, yeah, to have met and know so many people around the world through this is very, very cool.
Yeah, I wanted to circle back on that point on around the world, because there's, you know, we mentioned, you know, Cracker, you mentioned DeBroom, who's in the States. I think, you know, Thor is Chris Hemsworth, who's been NIMVY players, is also in the States. But Shorty, when you managed to get that Russian Ragavan for Chris for his birthday.
Yes.
Like that shows, like, how amazing the Magic Beans community is. So, so Chris is definitely more of a collector of Magic cards than anything else. Like, he plays the game, absolutely loves the game, but he's a collector first. And he had 3 Russian Ragavans. And there was kind of a thing that happened in that part of the world, which meant that there wasn't a lot of product moving in or out of that country. But Chris only had 3 and he wanted to displace it. And Shorty joined, probably he's on some watch lists. But
I think I'm still in that group, actually.
Yeah.
Probably should get out of there.
Joined a couple of Russian Facebook buy, swap, sell type groups and found a Ragavan. But because of the geopolitical environment, he couldn't get that shipped from Russia to directly to Australia. So, talk us through what you had to do, Shorty, to get Chris his Ragavan.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't really think that was going to be a problem when I finally sourced one. And, once I'd got it, it was like, oh, no, how are we going to get this here? So, hit up. I sort of spoke to the people or the person that I was getting it from and said, you know, where can you post to? Like, where's accepting post? And the UK was still accepting posts. So it's like, well, we've got people that we know over there, like through our community. And yeah, hit up Hamburger and said, hey, mate, if I get something shipped to you, can you ship it onto us? And, you know, obviously we'll cover the cost and all that sort of thing. And yeah, there was no hesitation. It was just, yep, absolutely. And work like a charm. Yeah. Got it shipped to Hamburger in the UK in Northern Ireland, and sent it over to Chris, and I think it arrived the day after his birthday. We went to his house to play some magic for his birthday, and it didn't arrive. And I think it arrived that same day. Like, we played magic at Chris's, and then I got home, and it was there waiting for me at home. So yeah, mm-hmm. Awesome. But that's the sort of thing that's just not possible without cool people in our community who are willing to give us a hand with something like that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's yep. it's very, very cool. And like that in itself, even though like my involvement in that was like writing a letter from the perspective of that Ragavan to Chris, like, you know, I think I called Shorty a nimble pilferer at some point. And like that was the sole sum of my involvement apart from transferring some of the money. but that alone is like a highlight for me, like that's such a cool thing. And you know, Chris will have those for forever, those cards. And you know, without Hamburger, you know, he wouldn't have that. And without Shorty's, you know, dedication to making that happen. So I think that's good. And like, I don't want to get too emo about it, but like, I was friends with Chris and Cracker before we started this, and now I count you as, you know, in my, like, as one of my best mates. Like, you know, over the last 5 years, I think we've, you know, spent a lot of time. Maybe you think differently. You're like, oh, I've got to get away from Chewy.
As soon as the podcast's done, he's out of here.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you guys are going to continue it.
That's just, it. We're out of here into PUBG.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, but I've loved the, you know, our friendship through this as well. And, you know, like, I got to know Scott and, you know, got to spend some good times with Stu when he was still doing this. And, you know, it's been a really good time, you know, with some really good mates. Like, you guys are, you know, obviously counted when I talk about the community. You know, you guys are the names that I think of first. So, yep. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure we could talk all night and have a 3-hour episode on all the fun things that we've
Let's
done
do a short
the,
podcast with the elusive. Let's do it.
Yep. I mean, we're already at 50 minutes, so that's not going to happen. Yeah, so what's in the future from here? So my intention is to continue streaming. That's something that I really enjoy doing. Like, I enjoy the streaming part, but I really enjoyed the tinkering part in the back end and, you know, figuring out, oh, there's a new thing I can add to the stream or whatever. So I will continue streaming under the Beans banner probably every fortnight. So I usually stream either a Monday or a Tuesday night, depending on what's going on. But yeah, I'll still be streaming Beans stuff. I'll be streaming next week on Tuesday, doing a Commander pre-con battle with Plunksy, Matty P, and Ties. So keep an eye out for that. I think we're all going to be playing. I'm going to have a Doctor Who deck. I think Paulson's going to have a fallout deck.
Yeah.
Yep. Ties has got a 40k deck, and I can't remember what Plunksy's got, but yeah. So yeah, my intention is to continue streaming. Probably every second week I'll be doing Magic streaming, and the alternating week I'll be doing something over on Gaming in the Hills. So yeah, Gaming in the Hills is my other channel I started with the kids. We did quite a bit of streaming, me and the kids, when we first started, and then that dropped off for a while as sort of things got too busy. But getting back into that now, been working on my setup for getting back into the two-person streaming. So if you don't already follow us, go to twitch.tv/gaminginthehills and give us a follow. But yeah, I'll be streaming, you know, Pal World or Marvel Snap or other card games, Battle Spirits, or, you know, Dragon Ball Fusion World, which is a new game that's just coming out, who knows, going forward. And then, yeah, the alternating weeks I'll be playing Magic and doing that on the Beans account. So yeah, go and give us a follow. Other than that, I don't know, be hopefully getting out to play some more Magic, but who knows? What's your guys' plan, Cracker? Are you, you know, hoping to stream at all or anything like that?
I'm hoping to jump on the stream with you more.
Yep.
And just, yeah, I'd love to do some more Commander stuff.
Yeah, cool.
You know, it's been a lot of fun. We've started doing more of that in the last few months. I know Chris is pretty keen to just jam some other stuff. So I really enjoyed playing Highlander recently. I know there's a pretty active bunch of people in the community that do Highlander stuff. So it'd be fun to maybe just get some matches up and just stream and just hang out and have a good time. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep. Yeah, I'd like to do more paper stuff. I'm not super motivated with playing Arena, and I feel like I've kind of got to a point in Arena where I need to spend a ton of money to have enough wild cards to actually start building decks again. And yeah, I'm not the greatest limited player, as anyone who's ever watched me play limited knows, particularly when I'm streaming and I'm under a little bit of pressure. But yeah, paper stuff, yeah, modern decks, you know, jamming modern decks against each other, jamming pre-release kits or Highlander decks or Commander streams or whatever. So yeah, definitely going to be a lot more paper Magic streams now that a few of us have got some decent overhead camera setups. Chewy, you'll be jumping on some streams every now and then. Any other plans in the work?
I've had a conversation with the Minister of Home Affairs, and there's been an agreement, a spousal agreement, that streaming once a month on the Beans, playing some Arena or some Magic Online. Maybe I'll play some Modern or some Vintage Cube. But yeah, maybe I'll just jam some Drafts or Standard on Arena at least once a month. But also, that might be an opportunity to play some, you know, some paper Magic as well. And I'll rope some people from the community or one of you guys in to do that as well, similar to what you're doing with the Commander setup, Shorty. So yeah, once a month from me, once a fortnight from Shorty, and then, you know, a light garnish of Cracker along there. We should almost have a stream a week, so that's not too bad amongst the group. Yeah,
plenty of Beans content still coming out for you to enjoy, just not in podcast format. Yeah, that's kind of the future for the Beans. We'll still be kicking around. We'll still refer to ourselves as Beans. You'll still see us at the occasional tournament, maybe once or twice a year, wearing our Beans gear. And we'll still be super excited to see you all and, you know, see you wearing your Beans gear or rocking your Envy playmats and all that sort of thing. So a couple of thank yous sort of on the way out the door, just to, you know, obviously, you know, huge thank you to Josh and Pats, as has been said already tonight. The amount of product and cash that we've given away over the time of our tournament series would be in excess of like 30 grand, maybe 35 grand. Like, it's a lot.
That's insane.
Which is just nuts. I remember the first league we did, like, we all split the cost on buying a box to give that away for our first league. And yeah, it was like, oh, maybe we can do one box per league and we'll take in turns buying it or something like that. But yeah, Pat came along and just blew that out of the water. So yeah, huge, huge thanks to Pat and Josh and Pat's MTG Bazaar. A couple of people in the background who, yeah, you don't hear from very often, you know, Scott Blaster Boy, he's the one who put this idea in my head to start with. Yeah, so it all goes back to him. He did, you know, the first year or whatever, and then just ditched us and ran. But you know, he still listens in the background every now and then. And he's the godfather of the Magic Beans, even though a lot of people still listening probably don't even remember him. Obviously Stu and Chris as well, who've been on and off the podcast here or there, and contributing in the background, particularly Chris with the finance, buying all the equipment that we need mostly. Matty P, he's always in the background helping out. You know,
I want to thank Matty P as well, because he's done so much. He deserves to be thanked twice.
He has, yeah. He doesn't often get the praise, and he's certainly not in the forefront in front of the camera or anything like that. But yeah, he's always there helping out in the background. So a huge shout out to him. And then our mods, so J Mud, Rolling Royce, Plunksy, and Tyres, they've all contributed in various ways. Massive shout out to J Mud, actually, out of those guys, just for the work that he's put in over the last couple of years with all the stats from the tournament series stuff, like him managing all the match results and all that sort of thing. Just, that's a huge load off of my plate. So yeah, huge shout out to J Mud, and he's an absolute top bloke as well. I've been to his house a few times now, and it's always good fun.
He slept over here once after a cube.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and just thanks to you guys, I guess. probably should say that. I never want to hear from you again. is there anyone I've missed? Anyone you guys want to shout out, or any last comments on the way out before we wrap it up?
I think that's everything for me. Just, yeah, thank you to everyone, and, you know, I'll see you in Discord.
Yeah. Like, parting notes, just, like, acknowledge the amount of work, effort, and time that you've put in, Shorty, to the podcast itself, to the editing and uploading and all of the streaming, like the weekly streams, the massive amount of effort. You know, we joke about having a stream that's better than Wizards. Like, that's you. And you do some things that make the stream so smooth that those watching it wouldn't even realize that it's happening or how much time has been put into that. And it's made it so much fun, because it's like, not only are we streaming matches from good Magic players and people that we know and we're invested in, but it's a really fun experience to commentate on, because we've got everything that we want at our fingertips. And that wouldn't have happened without you pouring, you know, hundreds of hours into that. So thank you. It's been awesome. And I just want you to know, and I speak on behalf of the entire Magic Beans community, that, you know, that work and effort doesn't go unseen, and it's really appreciated.
Thank you. Yeah, it's certainly something I'm proud of, the product that we've managed to put together for our streams. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but yeah, I do really enjoy that. So it's been good. All right. Well, I think for the last time, that is going to do us. Yeah, there's no point even doing any of the most of the wrap-up, because there's no tournament series to see. But if, for whatever reason, you are still listening to this and you are not in our Discord will still remain active. We will still be in there chatting, so come and join us in there. The link is always in the show notes. Yeah, if you want to find me on social media anywhere, just look up at Peace Inc. Go and give Gaming in the Hill a follow. Not Gaming in the Hills. Actually, I think I might have changed that. I think Twitter allowed longer handles now, but anyway. Go and look us up, and definitely come and give us a follow on Twitch, Gaming in the Hills over there, because, it'd be nice to see some of you awesome people coming and joining me and having a chat and checking out my snack plate. If anyone wants to find you, a Cracker, where can they find you?
On X. Can't say it. Joel Hill _, but Discord's the best place. And still, just buy your cards from Pat.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only other thing I'd say.
And what are you on Twitter, Chewy?
At Chewy MTG. But yeah, still tell Pat that the bean sent you.
Yes. Yeah, just keep doing that for years and years, and it'd be quite funny in 10 years' time, someone still goes, "Hey, Pat, the bean sent me." That'd be good.
That's the goal.
Nice. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Stay safe out there. Thanks for listening for 186 episodes. We won't see you next time, but hopefully we'll see you in the Discord and on a stream. Bye.
Bye.